Today is special day, it's Vocation Sunday. And last night, Sister Kameli shared her beautiful experience, her journey towards sanctity through the way of consecrated life. How do you feel last night? Okay? Do you enjoy sharing with the people? She said, I'm pushing her. No mercy on her. She felt nearly kneeling down. Nearly. So no mercy. Okay, we continue last week. Okay. When it was almost time for Holy Mass, my heart was seized with pain. Am I then to leave the congregation? Still wondering whether she is going to leave or not. And since Father has told me that this is a kind of heresy, this is another confessor, no? not the Father Tsuboko, it's another one. So she was doubt. So I, to fall away from the church, I cried out to the Lord with a sorrowful, interior cry, Jesus, save me. Still, not a single ray of light entered my soul, and I felt my strength failing, as if the body were separating itself from the soul. I submitted to the will of God and repeated, O God, that whatever you have decided upon happen to me. It's good our prayer, no? At times we are not sure which is the will of God for us. Maybe some difficult decision. So give it to Jesus. Give the night, you know. She said, O God, that whatever you have decided upon happen to me. Nothing in me is any longer my own. Then suddenly God's presence enveloped me and penetrated me through and through. This was just as I was receiving Holy Communion. A moment later, after Communion, I lost all awareness of everything around me and of my whereabouts in an ecstasy. So she doesn't know what she was. Then I saw the Lord Jesus as he is represented in the image, and he said to me, tell the confessor that this work is mine and that I'm using you as a lowly instrument. And I said, Jesus, I can no longer do anything you command me to do, because my confessor has told me that all this is an illusion and that I'm not allowed to obey any of your commands. I will do nothing that you will tell me to do now. I'm sorry, my Lord, but I'm not allowed to do anything, and I must obey my confessor. Jesus, I most earnestly ask your pardon. You know how much I suffer because of this, but it can't be helped. The confessor has forbidden me to follow your orders. Two superior, one is the confessor, one is Jesus. Jesus asked her to tell the confessor that she is the instrument. I said, no way, because the confessor doesn't believe anything. Jesus listened to my arguments and complaints with kindness and satisfaction. Jesus understands that. I thought Lord Jesus would be grievously offended, but on the contrary, he was pleased and said to me kindly, always tell your confessor about everything I say to you and command you to do, and do only that for which you obtain permission. Do not be upset and fear nothing. I am with you. My soul was filled with joy, and all those oppressive thoughts vanished. Certitude and courage entered my soul. See what next? But after a short while, I entered into the sufferings which Jesus underwent in the Garden of Olives. This lasted until Friday. On Friday, I experienced the passion of Jesus, but this time in a different way. On that day, Father Bukowski came from Derby. Some strange power pushed me to go to confession and tell him about everything that had happened to me and about what Jesus had said to me. When I told Father, he was quite different, changed, and said to me, "Sister, don't be afraid of anything. You will come to no harm. For the Lord Jesus will not allow it. If you're obedient and persevere in this disposition, you need not worry about anything. God will find a way to bring about His work. You should always have this simplicity and sincerity and tell everything to Mother General. What I said to you was said as a warning, because illusions may afflict even holy persons, and certain insinuations may play a part in this, and sometimes this comes from our own selves, so one has to be careful. And so continue as you have thus far. You can see, sister, that the Lord is not angered by this. And sister, you can repeat these things that have happened to you at present to a regular confessor." That means Father Sopoko. But because Sopoko is on holiday, so he just come by chance. You see the change, eh? I think Jesus also changed him. Maybe at the very beginning, he just really not believing at all. But then sees the perseverance of this sister, you know, he find out something's different, no? So because she listened, she said no, but then she called the confession. she can wait, but Father Sopoko, no? But she didn't make, you know, sometimes things very interesting, eh? From this, I came to understand one thing, that I must pray much for each of my confessors, that he might obtain the light of the Holy Spirit. For when I approach the confessional without first praying fervently, the confessor doesn't understand me very well. So it's a good practice. When you go to confession, pray for the confessor before you enter the room. You said unto this, eh? Pray for the confessor first. It's a good practice, eh? Father, encourage me to pray fervently for these intentions, that God would give better knowledge and understanding of the things He is asking of me. Make novena after novena, sister, and God will not refuse the graces. Ask her to do novenas for this purpose. Good Friday, at 3 o'clock, I saw the Lord Jesus crucified, who looked at me and said, "I thirst." Then I saw two rays issued from his side, just as they appeared in the image. I then felt in my soul the desire to save souls and to empty myself for the sake of poor sinners. I offered myself to get the dying Jesus to the eternal Father for the salvation of the whole world. With Jesus, through Jesus, and in Jesus is my communion with you, eternal Father. On Good Friday, Jesus suffered in his soul in a way which was different from Holy Thursday. Mass of Resurrection, April 12, 1936. When I entered the chapel, my spirit was immersed in God, its only treasure. His presence flooded me. O my Jesus, my Master and Director, strengthen and enlighten me in these difficult moments of my life. I expect no help from people. All my hope is in you. I feel alone in the face of your demands, O Lord. Despite the fears and qualms of my nature, I'm fulfilling your holy will and decide to fulfill it as faithfully as possible throughout my life and in my death. Jesus, with you, I can do all things. Do with me as you please. Only give me your merciful heart, and that is enough for me. O Jesus, my Lord, help me that what you have planned before all ages happen to me. I'm ready at each beckoning of your holy will. Enlighten my mind that I may know your will. O God, you who pervade my soul, you know that I desire nothing but your glory. O divine will, you are the delight of my heart, the food of my soul, the light of my intellect, the omnipotent strength of my will. For when I unite myself with your will, O Lord, your power works through me and takes the place of my feeble will. Each day, I seek to carry out God's wishes. 31 things for Faustina. O incomprehensible God, how great is your mercy! It surpasses the combined understanding of all men and angels. All the angels and all humans have emerged from the very deep depths of your tender mercy. Mercy is the flower of love. God is love, and mercy is his deed. In love it is conceived, in mercy it is revealed. Everything I looked at speaks to me of God's mercy. Even God's very justice speaks to me about the unfathomable mercy, because justice flows from love. This is one word I heed and continually ponder. It alone is everything to me. I live by it and die by it. And it is the holy will of God. It's a daily food. The whole soul listens intensely to God's wishes. I do always what God asks of me. Although my nature often quacks in the feel that the magnitude of these things is beyond my strength, I do well what I am of myself, but I also know what the grace of God is, which supports me. April 25th, 1936. What a blow. On that day, the suffering of my soul was more severe than ever before. From early morning, I felt as if my body and soul had separated. I felt that God's presence had penetrated my whole being. I felt all the justice of God within me. I felt I stood alone before God. I thought, one word from my spiritual director would set me entirely at peace. But what can I do? He's not here. However, I decided to seek light in holy confession, where I uncovered my soul to the priest. He was afraid to continue hearing my confession. And that caused me even greater suffering. When I see that the priest is fearful, I do not obtain any inner peace. So I have decided that only to my spiritual director will I open my soul in all matters, from the greatest to the least, and that I will follow his directions strictly. So at times, he needs a confessor, no, that spiritual director. Because confessors sometimes are different, no? Not all priests have the same grace to understand a particular soul. So this is very important to know. Get someone who knows you better. Some people do confession. I like to go to confession because the priest doesn't know me. This is not a great... You know, if the priest knows you, he will direct you and guide you. Then if he doesn't... Thank you. If he doesn't know you, then you're just presuming something. And you are hiding. Usually, you want to hide something. Or you want to... Oh, the priest knows me, so I don't want a confession. Usually, we priests ask the... We go to the priest that who knows us for confession and spiritual direction together. We can't afford to have two directors. Usually you ask the spiritual director to be a confessor. There are times he knows you for years, and then he understands, even you speak two words, he knows you, and gives you the admonition. But if you go to a new one, you could nothing. Well, of course, anything can, Holy Spirit can work. But this, you see, that's a conclusion. I have to go to my confessor, my spiritual director. Because not all priests understand her. This priest refused to hear your confession, you see. Now, I understand that confession is only the confessing of one's sins. And spiritual guidance is a different thing altogether. But this is not what I want to speak about. I want to tell about the strange things that happened to me for the first time. When the confessor started talking to me, I did not understand a single word. Then I saw Jesus crucified, and he said to me, "It is in my passion that you must seek light and strength." So she wanted to get the light from any spiritual direction or from priests, and then he can soothe his problem. Jesus said, "No, only my passion with in Jesus, the suffering Jesus, that we can have light and strength." So don't presume you call 10 people and all the support and then you got solved your problem. No. Stay with Jesus. Of course, at times, your friends can give you a consoling words and, you know, but never make gossips, huh? That you make more sins than for consultation, than consolation. It helps, huh? Little things. After the confession, I meditate on Jesus' terrible passion and understood that what I was suffering was nothing compared to the Savior's passion. And that even the smallest imperfection was the cause of this terrible suffering. What are the little imperfection caused the pain to Jesus? Then my soul was filled with very great contrition. And only then I sensed that I was in the sea of unfathomable mercy of God. Oh, how few words I've expressed what I am experiencing. I feel I'm like a drop of dew engulfed in the depths of the bottomless ocean of divine mercy. So we are like a drop of water in with Jesus. May 11, 1936. I came to Krakow. I was happy that at last I shall be able to carry out all that the Lord Jesus was demanding. Once, when I was speaking with Father Andres and told him everything, I received his answer. sister, pray till the day of the feast of the most secret heart and add some mortification to the prayer. And on the feast of secret heart, I will give you an answer. But one day, I heard this voice in my soul. Fear nothing. I am with you. After these words, I felt such an urgency within me that without waiting for the feast of the secret heart, I said during confession that I was going to leave the congregation immediately. Father answered, Sister, since you have made the decision by yourself, then take the responsibility for yourself. Go. I was happy to be leaving. The following morning, God's presence suddenly left me. A great darkness came over my soul. I could not pray. Because of this sudden loss of the presence of God, I decided to postpone the matter for a while until I had talked with Father. Father Andres answered that such changes in souls were frequent and that this was not an obstacle to action. When I talked to Madam General Michael about everything that had happened to me, she said, Sister, I'm locking you in the tabernacle with the Lord Jesus. Wherever you go from there, that will be the will of God. Very interesting. The superior said, I will lock you in the tabernacle. And wherever you go from there, that will be the will of God. Now, no action yet. Eh? June 19. When we went to Jesuit's place for the procession of the Sacred Heart, during Vespers, I saw the same rays coming forth from the sacred host, two rays, just as they are painted in the image. My soul was filled with great longing for God. June 1936, conversation with Father Andres. Know that these are hard and difficult things. Your principal spiritual director is the Holy Spirit. We can only give the direction to these inspirations, but your real director is the Holy Spirit. If you yourself have decided to leave, sister, I neither prohibit nor order you to do so. You take the responsibility for yourself. I say this to you, sister. You can to take action. You are capable of doing so, and therefore you can do so. These things are indeed probable. All you have told me up to now speaks in favor of taking action. Still, you have to be very careful in all this. Pray much and ask that I be given light. So the spiritual director also leads the knight to say, to tell her what she would do. During Holy Mass, offered by Father Andres, I saw the little infant Jesus, who told me that I was to depend on him for everything. On the spiritual director, on Father Andres. No action undertaken on your own, even though you put much effort into it, pleases me. I understood this. You need of dependence. Oh my Jesus, on the day of the last judgment, you will demand from me an account of this work of mercy. Oh just judge, but my spouse as well, help me to do your holy will. Oh mercy, oh divine virtue, oh merciful heart of Jesus, my betrothed, make my heart lie unto you. So next week, continue. Very interesting, eh? Coming to the point of whether how to make the decision to stay or not to stay. So the spiritual director won't give her the yes, the green light. You go, go. Your responsibility. She dare not go. And Jesus told her, listen. Listen, it's one. There are two nights. Like today, so much light, so much lightnings.